And that was the sound of me eating bacon donuts from an unnamed bakery, because we don't name the bakery anymore, because they're dead to me.
No, we love the bakery. What are you saying?
Just joking. We don't name the bakery, because they didn't do the right thing.
We love the bakery.
They didn't do the right thing, Kim.
We love that bakery.
So, last night, we had the awesome GMG holiday party a month after the holiday.
Yeah. And it never changed on the post, I noticed, throughout. It said December 28th, 2017.
Which was great. I have to give huge thanks to James and Anna Eves, who hosted. We were going to have it someplace else, because they really hadn't offered to have it there. And I was kind of like, oh, I don't really want to put it on them, because it's always in Christmas time.
It's a huge
busy time for me at work, so yeah. I can't stick around to clean up and stuff.
And huge busy time for them.
Busy time for them, exactly. Yeah. So yeah. So it kind of went by. We were thinking about doing it at the Legion. Melissa Cox said maybe we can do it at the Legion. And then I mentioned that to James. He's like, are you kidding? We have to do it here. It's tradition. Oh, so they're very sweet.
That was sweet. Yeah.
So we're there last night, and I was talking with Kim about podcast topics and what we're gonna do for the podcast. She goes, "Can I get you anything?" I'm like, I've been craving one of those maple bacon donuts. And the lovely Kate,
yes,
the most beautiful woman in the world, says,
and wonderfully health conscious,
right. Says, "You really don't need that, do you? Really, you don't want that?" I'm like, you know what? You're right. I got down the wharf this week. The work is so slow. There's a lot of sitting around, and I'm the type that would eat out of boredom. So I have a big 5-pound thing of raw almonds, yogurt, and carrot sticks. I've been eating like a fucking rabbit lately. And I'm like, you know what? I really don't need the bacon donut. And Kim was like, "Are you sure?" And I kind of give her the look, because Kate was still there. Kate's still there. I'm like, no, because I got raw almonds, I got carrot sticks,
and I got
yogurt. And she goes, "Okay, are you sure?" I'm like, "Yes, Kim, because I got raw almonds, carrot sticks." So she's in tune. We're in tune. We're a team here. She picked up on what I was laying down subliminally.
Because it was so subtle.
So very subtle, very subtle. And I have my maple bacon donut, which is very...
We don't do this very often, because it isn't super healthy. And you've been saying all along, don't bring donuts.
The fact is, I really have. Every time you bring them, what do I say? I'm like, everybody else eat them, please. Right. I'm not going to eat them.
Right.
And I just had a craving.
Right. So every now and then you
are. Right. You should do it.
So here we are.
You get a Jones for a maple bacon donut.
I had a Jones. I'm filling that Jones. All right, we should announce our guests here. We have Alice Springs Chicken Gardener here. You guys say hi, Alice?
Hello.
This isn't a video thing, okay. so they need to know that you're present. She's wearing a little, what do you call that, cheetah print?
Oh, yeah. It's always
a little cheetah. Brought a little spunk today. You got to do the Hillary Clinton shimmy leopard. Right there with that.
That's actually leopard.
Leopard.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Yes, that's leopard.
And we have, we're 6 months out from officially having Pat and Jimmy Dalpiaz as team members on the blog. When they move here in 6 months, we got the word.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Hey. Yeah. Happy New Year, Gloucester.
Jimmy was pounding down the Mount Gay rum last night.
I was not.
You said you
having almonds and yogurt and carrot sticks, weren't you?
Yes. That's what I was having.
And Pat and Jimmy brought the chicken Speedies.
Yeah.
The Speedy sauce, the special Speedy sauce from which is famous in Binghamton, New York.
Yep. I thought to myself, what could I bring that was from upstate New York, and Speedies was really the only the only answer, basically.
There's a lot of them.
So,
like
well, because thousand. Here's what happened. I had ordered them, and I went to go pick them up, and the guy said, oh, we don't have your order. There's no record of you having made this order. And my brain was trying to think of a replacement, what was going to be my next step, and he goes, well, if you can wait a little while, I'll do them up for you. So he did, and he gave me more than I had ordered, and a little bit of a price break, which was great.
Oh, that was
so
nice.
They did the right thing.
So yes, they did.
Unlike some unknown, unnamed bakeries.
Well, some unknown
didn't
bakery,
necessarily do the right thing.
Some unknown bakery doesn't know I'm bringing them to podcasts. You know what I mean? Like,
perhaps there's a failure to communicate.
On my part, yes, I take full responsibility.
Subtle hints. So you could drop the...
No.
You repeat yourself a couple of times, and then things appear.
They all work so hard there.
And we also have our friend, my co-host, Kim Smith.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing the maple bacon donuts from an unnamed bakery. But again, I want to go back to James and Anna Eves and thank them.
That was tremendous of them to do that.
They're great.
They're so gracious.
They're great.
Somebody spilled something, and they were just like, oh, this is why we have cement floors. And, they're just very gracious, very sweet.
They were amazing.
He loves his space, he said. So nice that he has the opportunity to show it off and use it. And it was great. They were wonderful.
Skip Montello had some beautiful pieces on the wall. Did you see the metallic?
Joey's pieces.
What?
Joey's pieces on the wall too were beautiful. No, I didn't see. I didn't notice
Skip.
I didn't
Skip
notice
says
that
some
either.
Some pieces on the wall. So we have this we were going over the show notes, and at the very tail end, Jimmy's like, "What happened with TBT Post?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "What do you mean? What happened with TBT Post?" He's like, "They cleaned out the store. There's nothing there at the Gloucester store,"
It's a Perry Mason moment.
It's a Perry Mason moment because we got an email. Donna posted it. Richard Frank, one of the owners, said that this is the post. January 16th. Hello, my friends and Gloucester business partners. I just had another visitor, a fellow shop owner of Main Street, who was concerned because they heard TBT Post was leaving. The rumor is 100% false. We love Gloucester and our customers and friends we have made here. We've expanded our office space in the back of TBT Post Main Street store as well. TBT Post has also added a sectional couch in the store for customer convenience, a new service desk, and dozens of new tables to enhance the store for our customers. TBT Post is currently shopping for a kids' table that will allow children to color in alpaca pictures while mom and dad shop. More to come on that shortly once we have the prizes for the kids ready too. We do continue to have more than one store with the opening of TBT Post in Beverly, and our MAB corporate address continues to be 33 Main Street, Gloucester, as it has been since we opened here 3 years ago this spring. If you should hear this rumor, please squash it, and thank you. We love you, Gloucester. Richard Fank. January 17th.
Wow.
Fast forward, January 29th, 13 days, less than 2 weeks later, Jimmy said, I haven't seen it myself.
Right.
Jimmy says the store is cleaned out.
Yeah.
Is the sign still hanging? Or is
the
that
sign
gone?
Is hanging.
The
sign is
there.
It's all clear, and there's a, I think it says for rent or for sale, a sticker in the window. I stopped on Main Street. I was blocking traffic. So if anyone's listening and you were behind me, I'm sorry about that. My jaw was hanging open.
I want to know.
Yes, we want to know what.
That is drama.
Right. And we looked and kept saying, wow, we love that place. What happened?
Because
we're always looking to see what's changing. And we've been gone since, a couple of months we've been gone. So we're just looking.
Well, you can't say, this was written January 16th. So,
something funny.
But you can't say they wanted to dispel the rumors before the Christmas holiday season so they could get all the people buying their stuff during Christmas holiday. This obviously, something came out of nowhere here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
And you were doing the Dragnet music earlier, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jeez, I think I might have something. Oh, wait, wait. I got some. I got some. You guys can't hear. You'll hear it in pocket. All right, there we go. All right, and we fade that out. Yes, that's when we have breaking music.
Breaking news.
So that's craziness. Okay, moving on. Jim and Pat, you guys showed up first this morning, so your topic goes first.
Okay. Well, that's a nice segue, really, because we were hoping to just mention that when people come for what we do, what we like to make sure we do when we come for on a quick visit. There's a little feature in the New York Times every Sunday that says 36 hours in some destination city. So there are 36 hours in Gloucester, the things we like to make sure we do. And one of the very first, well, the very first stop we almost always make is to Cape Ann Brewing.
Which tipped me off to your sneak attack.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw you.
Because I was so subtle in the reference to where we were.
Yes. You see, no, they came in for the holiday party, but she's posting on social media that she's in Boston.
Yeah. Keep it a surprise. She's telling everyone.
Yeah.
And I kept telling her, let's surprise people. It'd be nice. And she said, don't worry, I'll keep it a surprise. And
we post a picture from the deck of Cape Ann Brewing, like they have lobster traps and bring them to New York.
She also did their sign on the door as we're walking in.
And also, didn't you say you were coming on Facebook like a week ago?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
thank
you. Thank you. Well, somebody forced it out of me.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Paula, her sister?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So to drive down Main Street and to see what's new, and there's almost always something new every time we come. So that's one of the first things that we like to do. But our must stop things are Virgilio's, because we always take sauce home, sauce and bread.
Oh, okay. The Zugu.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Sauce and bread home from Virgilio's. We like to go over to Destino's and get a couple of linguica subs to take home.
Don't they get soggy?
Well, here's what's really interesting. Yeah. If we pick them up the morning that we leave, and then we go home, by the time I get home, which is about 5 hours, give or take, sometimes they're still a little bit warm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they get a little soggy, but sometimes they're still a little bit warm.
They're delicious, yeah.
So it tastes great. What a treat to have when you get home after the long ride, you know. We like to always make sure we go down the back shore to see what's going on down there and hopefully get some pictures. That's always a must stop. One of the marinas, to sit sometimes on the state pier, just to sit and watch what's going on. You know, because when we make these quick trips, it's often because we need a shot of sea air and Cape Ann, right? So it's the scenic stuff, it's the hearing the gulls and listening to the water and just generally walking around and hearing people do their business.
We go to Stage 4 Park. We like to walk around there and climb up.
Yeah.
And love that.
Walk overlooking the harbor.
And sit by the cannons. Yeah. You know, there's a beach there. Mm. So we sit there and we watch
going in. Any time of the year. It's great
up
there.
Guilty. Yeah. I'll wave at the boat going by and somebody will wave back and I'm saying, oh, what a tourist I am. But, you get caught up. You get caught up because you're proud of them and you just want to say, like you walk somebody and you nod at them when they go by, this is a wave. We love you, man. So be safe. So we do that. And
there's so many places to pick to eat that, you know, that is never a problem.
Where have you guys eaten on this recent trip?
We haven't, we were at the party last night. So we went to Cape Ann Brewing for lunch. So.
What do you guys like at Cape Ann Brewing for lunch?
Well, I like sometimes to get the linguica steak bomb thing. But yesterday we got the haddock sandwich and the fried clams.
I get that haddock sandwich when I go,
Yeah, that is delicious.
Good. How were the fried clams? Were they whole clams? Were they the whole bellies?
No, I don't think so.
Or strips.
Strips.
So they didn't have the belly on them?
We ordered the appetizer.
Okay.
If you didn't ask for just strips, they would have given you whole. They're not going to give you strips if you ask for fried clams.
Right.
You would have to ask for strips.
Okay.
Because strips would take the belly.
I'm always just curious at this time of year where that comes, you know. I just don't see that much clamming going on.
Right.
To be honest with you, like, I just, one of my lobstermen that goes clamming in the winter, he told me that the clam buyer shut them off. They said they can't take any clams right now.
What?
Just because I think that they were overloaded with them.
Oh, really?
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah. And I don't know if that's a function of just this time of year, people aren't thinking
clam.
Lobster bake, clam bake. You know what I mean? It's funny, like, you know, in the summer, the kids get out of school and everybody's like, I'm going to have lobster. Like, September, the first day of September, no one thinks about lobster.
It's a summer food for
Yep.
I never thought of it that way.
For me, like, because of where we live, I eat all year round.
I had
last night for dinner.
We're probably going to go to the Azorian for dinner tonight, so we really, that's one of our...
I am guilty of frequenting the Azorian a couple times in the past week for their haddock sandwich with the Dio, it's the guy that owns the place. His haddock sandwich has like a spicy sriracha mayo on it.
Oh, that sounds good.
$8.50 for lunch for a haddock sandwich, decent sized portion with French fries.
Wow, that sounds pretty
It's
good.
Ridiculous.
That sounds good.
And I have them take the lettuce and the tomato off because I don't want it. But anyway, it's a good deal.
Good deal.
It's a really good deal.
I wanted to mention at Destino's. Have you ever had their eggplant parmesan?
It's no. Really good. Well, I haven't. Have you?
No.
It's really good.
No, I've had theirs.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but on a quick, you know, we places to eat. It's just like you can't. Like I said, a while back.
It's just
we kind of rotate the breakfast places because again, you're only here for a short visit.
There's so many good ones.
You know, we go to Morning Glory. I think it was one time we wanted to go to. We were here for a short weekend, and we wanted to go to the Fourth Stage.
Fort Square Cafe,
and they closed. They're standing there taking them. Maybe now that I realize it, that's the second place. I went to TBT and now this place.
You're poisoned.
You have to stop logging or telling them they're coming.
You're poisoned.
People are reading. I just realized that saying it. I'm sorry, Gloucester.
Jimmy's taking everybody down.
And we went and got pasta.
Yes.
Because I wasn't sure that it would be open.
The ravioli was there, and I was going to grab it, but she said, you have to cook it tonight or tomorrow. We said, we can't.
Oh, it was. Yeah. So ever since she's come into business, we like to take the pasta.
Did you tell her where you heard about it?
She's also
I heard about it on Good Morning Gloucester podcast.
And I told her that.
Are you sure?
I walked in, and I said, this is Joey approved.
There you go. It's funny.
And she said, why, thank you.
Well, that was my backup plan at the...
Because she's open on Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, so that we know that now, but we didn't know that yesterday.
Just FYI. But then I don't know if she makes raviolis on Sunday. She doesn't make them every day.
Right. So my backup plan, in case the Speedies fell through, was to go to Cake Ann and say, this is for the party, and could you, you know, make a suggestion of what I could send over, you know, to the party. That was my backup plan. But
so that's basically on a short weekend. We pretty much stay Gloucester. There's so much here that you want to see, and sometimes you get there and you find you want to spend a little more time there. So you don't say to yourself, okay, well, we have an hour.
Right.
Let's do this. You don't want to do that.
You don't want to make it time sensitive.
You don't want to do time sensitive. Yeah. So you want to go and you see things, especially when you pull up to an empty store and block all the traffic behind, you're staring, and Pat's sitting next to me.
We gotta get to the bottom. I'm gonna send Donna in there.
Donna will
definitely
know, right?
Because Donna was posting all their stuff for them. Alice.
Yes, hello.
The St. Peter's Picture Book Project with Alice Springs Chicken Gardener. No, it's a joke. Alice Gardner. Alice Springs Chicken is a dish you can get at the Outback Steakhouse. But tell me about your project.
Okay, the story of this really goes back to 2004 when I live in Beverly and discovered the Fiesta, St. Peter's Fiesta. And I'm also an artist.
Wait a second, you live in Beverly?
I do live in Beverly.
All right, you gotta leave.
You
gotta leave.
My heart is in Gloucester, and I have a studio at 19 Pleasant Street between Cape Ann Museum and Art Haven. And I've been there for 4 years now.
Is that the where they had Present a couple of years ago? The white building with the big columns in the front?
Oh, no. It has the now the Jane Deering Gallery.
That's the building. That's the remember they had present in their front room there like
that,
4
that,
years ago?
Did
they?
That could be. That
if you
be.
Come if you come down Middle Street and you go would you drive right through the middle of it? Or is it just
no,
to the left of it?
It's across the street from the parking lot of KBM Museum.
Okay.
So it's right there. And I have a second floor studio overlooks 2 sculpture gardens, KBM Museum, the City Hall. It's a wonderful place. So I've always loved Gloucester, and but the Fiesta is something special. I've always loved the color, the people, the traditions, the fact that it happens every year, and this is such a small community, and how friendly everybody is. So I started attending the Fiesta with anybody I could find to come with me and go to the opening, the novenas, that would be the start, the novenas, the 9 days of novenas, the opening, the... let's see, on Saturday, the children's games, the pie eating, the egg throwing, the watermelon eating, the piñata contest. I'd cover all those, get all the pictures, and do paintings. I've done a number of paintings. But in the back of my mind, I always wanted to do a picture book. And when I looked at my St. Peter's Fiesta book that was published here, I had written in it in 2004 my name and for preparing for St. Peter's story children's book. And this, I wrote that in 2004. So in December of 2015, KPN Reads, which is a program the 4 libraries of KPN came together, and they had a nice brochure out, and they announced they were going to do a picture book contest. And I said, well, this is my chance to get this book together. So I started on December 15th.
KPN Reads at the library.
It's it's a coalition of 4 libraries. And somebody has the idea to have... a picture book contest for people who either lived or work on Cape Ann. So I work on Cape Ann, that helped. So I started getting all my thousands of pictures together and all my newspaper articles that somebody had saved for me for 10 years and started going to some of the programs that Cape Ann Reads did. And one of the first one was at Cape Ann Museum. It was people from the A.R. Carle Museum who did a program on how to read children's books to children and how to look at the pictures in the books and how the book was made and that kind of thing. It was a wonderful program. And then they had...
Eric Carle wrote The Hungry Caterpillar, right?
The Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah.
And the museum is out in Western Mass. I'm not sure exactly where. I've been there. It's a wonderful place. So these people came out to speak to people that were interested in writing the book. And then Anita Silvey, who worked for Hornbook, came to Manchester and talked about what she learned from writing children's books. And it was another wonderful program. And then they had a writer's group going on for weeks and weeks at the library, went to that. And then Captain Stan and Daisy had another program. So it's been a wonderful program.
How does a picture book fit in with a writer's writing? Is it, but was it,
writing,
was
writing.
It really put, was it really focused on people that are writing?
Writing and, a lot of people were writing and not illustrating.
Interesting.
I wanted to do both, so I did. But by the time I got this book together and got all the paintings done, it was about the end of October. And in order to enter the Cape Ann Reads contest, you had to have it put your application in November. And I realized at that point that St. Peter's Fiesta is celebrating their 90th anniversary this year. And I decided that instead of entering the contest, which would put me back in time and not give me enough time to finish the book, I would just go ahead on my own and get this book off the ground. And one person also that talked at the Cape Ann Reads was Deborah S. Curran Hurley, who has her own publishing company, Curran Press, in Rockport. So I called her, and she was willing to get on board with me with this book in November, December. And she also has a designer, Kathy Kelly, who I'm going to work with on this book.
She designed Felicia's cookbook.
That's right.
Sister Felicia's
She's
cookbook.
Supposed to be fantastic.
Gifts of Gold.
What's that?
Felicia's cookbook's Gifts of Gold.
Yeah, yes, Gifts of Gold.
And what did you say the name of the publisher was?
Her name is Demaris Curran Hurley. And she...
and her company is?
Curran Press. And she was also on the brochure for Cape Ann Reads, so I called her. I said, you know, I'm into Cape Ann Reads, but I can't do it now. Would you take me on? So I met with her. She came up to my studio. We talked about the book. She said she'd start editing for me, which she's done. She also read it to her two children.
Can I see?
Who said they loved it, which is my first time that I let anybody read it. It's a nonfiction story. It doesn't involve any particular characters. It's basically saying things like, I have this here. It starts with about the tradition, how the St. Peter's Fiesta came about through Salvador Faza. And it starts with, it's almost St. Peter's Fiesta when you see the little sailor suits and dresses displayed in the window of the children's store downtown. The weather is getting warmer, and school is almost out. Some say St. Peter's Fiesta is better than Christmas. That might be so. So I go on about with the fishermen coming in, and the processions, and the children's games, and it's written for children.
That's beautiful.
I've interviewed the mayor. I've interviewed Maria at Cafe Cecilia, so I could find out what foods the children like. Other people have interviewed. I have more to go in order to make sure everything's accurate. But the editing has been done, and I'm working on that now. And the design will be next. And I'm going to be changing a few paintings and a few things in there. Otherwise, it should be out by April, May. And be ready in hopefully a small paper book so that people can afford it, buy it, and have fun with it. And actually, by taking the book around, you'll know what events are where. So it says Friday night, we've got the opening, and St. Peter's taken from here to here, and what happens, and where the children's games are, and where everything else is.
Unless they change it next year.
Yeah,
right. Although it's been 10 years, not the same, or 15.
Alice, I just leafed through it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, it is really beautiful. It is.
Hold this one up, sir. Example.
It is fantastic, and it is a book that every local person, because I'm just gonna back up a little bit. About 6 years ago, I did a thing for Mark McDonough. Was having a party at his place called Celebrate Gloucester, and I went and interviewed probably about 30 different people and said, you know, what's your favorite? Well, one of the questions was, what is your favorite time of year or event in Gloucester? Like 95% of the people said Fiesta. And it wasn't just Italians. It was Irish. It was everybody. And this book is so beautiful and so perfect. I can't imagine anyone that loves Fiesta, and so many people do love Fiesta, not wanting to have this book. I am not just saying that because you're sitting here. Really, that it is beautiful. Kim, wouldn't you agree?
It is stunning. I love it. I love the colors.
It's very simple, like the text and stuff. It's like,
right, but I love the colors too. Like your palette is, you know, primary colors. It's
primary.
Just right.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So
it's very very elegant and whimsical and fun. It's beautiful.
So you were using your photographs to come up with some of the ideas for the illustrations.
Yes, photographs and newspaper articles and things online, but most of it was from my heart, because the colors in the, if you look at the, one of those is the carnival day, there's one spread, the colors in the fun, and my paintings, one of my goals is for people to have fun and enjoy the colors. I want it to come from the heart. That if someone said to me, well, what if you try to publish it and no one likes your art and someone else has to do it? I said, well, they can't do it because I experienced it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's who I am. And I like pen and ink, gouache, watercolor.
I can't find the one you're talking about, but look at that one.
Oh, the boat's
so
coming in.
Oh, I love that.
Another really fun thing about the boats, and I don't know how many, I guess I sent you a Christmas card, Joy. Trish, of her last name, next door, who works at Pleasant Street Cafe. I told her I was doing this book, and I was doing these boats, and she'd only a fisherman. She's all my father was. He died, and he was a fisherman for Taramina B. So that is on one of the boats.
Oh,
Andrea Gale is on there. There's also the mayor, The mayor's boat is on it. So that's the one I like.
Yeah. Carnival Day. Yeah, look at that.
Carnival Day.
That's fabulous.
The angels are not in the sky now, but I'm hoping to talk to Joe and say, please put the angels back. I wrote him a note one year when they moved this Ferris wheel, and I said, I need the Ferris wheel for my paintings. Would you move it back? It was in that lot, remember?
Oh, it was great. It was great when it was in that lot because it had such a spectacular view of the
city. Where the hotel's parking lot is now, you mean?
Yeah, but even though the hotel wasn't under construction or anything like that, they moved it back there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They moved it into the center a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But now you have a really nice view of the inner harbor.
Yeah.
You
know,
right
there. Every year it's something different. And,
How did it go this past year? Yes, I didn't go to Fiesta once this past year.
Oh, you didn't?
How did it work out with the hotel being there?
Oh, it was fine.
Nothing.
No problem. It was awesome, actually. It was fun to see people in the hotel hanging off the balcony. Mm. It was great to sit on the veranda of the hotel or the deck of the hotel and watch the fireworks from there.
Nice.
I think. They closed off the parking lot for the Chamber of Commerce, and people used to be able to drive their truck up, and then a whole bunch of people would sit on the back of the pickup truck and watch from there. And Tom Falzerano used to put his truck there and let photographers, myself and Donna included, set up their tripods there, which was great. But they didn't allow that this year. They actually had somebody selling barbecue there. But it's all right, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little shift.
That's fantastic. So when's the book going to be out?
I would say April, hopefully. April.
April of next year.
No,
well,
this
April
year.
This year? Oh, wow, you're really cracking along.
Yeah. Once the design is done and the paintings have been scanned and the editing's done, they just send it to a place and they do it. And then you get a copy and make sure it's okay.
Right.
But one piece I wanted to discuss a little bit more is that I talked to Joey's sister, Felicia, last night. We were talking about tradition and how crazy this world is, and we need constant traditions to help us stay moored. And she talked about her St. Joseph's altar and how she happened to do that. And how unique this place is. I grew up in central Connecticut and didn't have much of a downtown. This is a unique place, and I think it's kind of an outsider. I appreciate it more than anybody because it's all amazing. She was agreeing with that we need to teach our children tradition. We need to talk about St. Peter and the traditions here. And so between the color and the hospitality of the people and the food and the spirituality, it's a wonderful event that it's been 90 years. I really hand it to people who got this thing off the ground for this long.
We say this all the time, that the people that move here from out of town, like, end up you see the appreciation on their faces so much more than a lot of like locals and townies. It's all you do is hear them complain.
I know people who have never been to Fiesta. I know people who have never been to Fiesta.
Locals?
Yes. Even Beverly did. They don't know about it.
What kind of crazy people are that? Bananas.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah,
anyway, but yeah, it's amazing. Well, congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to reading it. I'm going to give it the 5-star gold seal of approval, must purchase, and everything else. When you get it all done, come back and we'll put some stuff on.
We'll show it.
It should have a sticky on the board.
And she said, thank Cape Ann Reeds for being the impetus that got you signed.
All the programs they did, it's been a wonderful
program. Kim, talk about the Oscars. Talk about some. Okay. Let's have some movie talk here.
Well, before I forget, I want to let people know, because Gloucester Cinema is so nice. It's the cinema over on Essex Avenue, next to the Causeway restaurant. They have both La La Land and
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures. They have both of them there right now. 1, 4, and 7 are the showtimes. So.
Those are both Oscar nominated.
Both Oscar nominated heavily, and we're going to go see La La Land this afternoon at 4, so super excited about that. And then,
what's the premise on that, La La Land?
It's just kind of like a take on old-time Hollywood musicals in
that's
a way,
right.
But done in a very contemporary way.
It's Ryan Gosling
way.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Like, what is what this is like? It's like... It's
oh,
win.
Jimmy, we gotta go!
It's a win-win!
Jimmy, we gotta go! It's Ryan Gosling dancing!
You bring the carrots, I'll bring the almonds.
You bring the almonds, I'll bring the carrots. And I think we should go on Super Bowl Sunday. Let's do that. Yeah. It's wonderful. I want to buy and see it.
It's like, what more do you need to know? It's Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Okay, but also...
He's dancing. And I hear there's going to be some musical numbers, too.
It's
wonderful.
It's going to be really fun.
It's
I'm really.
Gonna, it's very special.
You know, there's
it's
so
unusual.
Many dark things happening in the world right now.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really
artistic.
Nice to go to, I mean.
To La La Land.
Right, to La La
yes,
Land. Because, and I think this is, you know, think about all the movies that came out during the Depression and things
that's
like
right.
that. I mean, there's going to, there is going, in this coming, you know, future, there's going to be a I think there's going to be more interest in escapist and
mm-hmm.
upbeat kind of things
yes.
because you don't want to see something dark.
World War III, World War III comes.
Something like that.
Yeah. So also, we should talk about what
Manchester
what was filmed in our back, literally
right.
in my backyard.
Yeah.
On when I was living on Mount Pleasant, they paid our landlord money to set up the lights. Because they had that scene on the down in the playground of East Gloucester
okay.
School,
right.
the cemeteries.
Yeah.
They filmed over around the corner with a Richdale
yeah.
walking down the street.
Yeah.
There was scenes all over the place.
It's funny
no.
to watch the film because it's all supposed to take place in Manchester, but
right.
like a
yeah,
shot
a
of
here.
Beverly is juxtaposed against
right.
a shot of
yeah.
You know downtown Gloucester or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of. It's if it's a little jarring, but you know who cares? It's fun to see everything in your backyard filmed. But anyways, they've been nominated for 6 Oscars, and 3 for acting, 1 for best screenplay, best directing, and best picture, which is kind of you know it's pretty.
It's
awesome.
Amazing.
It's awesome,
especially for something that was done so local. You know.
Yeah.
I don't think there has been another thing that has that many accolades movie-wise tied to a local production.
Well, what about The Perfect Storm? Did that have? I don't.
But
remember.
That was a Perfect Storm. That was a movie, but I don't know that it had 6 Oscars
right.
attached
no,
to it.
Either.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a best-selling book. But
I was listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show, which is a podcast I listen to. I'm a huge fan of this guy. He's an older guy, and Anne Hornaday, I think she's a movie critic for the Washington Post, and they were talking about. This movie, and everybody in the room had seen it in the casts like this, and to the person they were saying how emotionally wrenching this movie
yes.
it leaves
yes.
you
yeah.
absolutely
yeah.
drained
yeah.
and they were saying things like I'm glad I saw it
right.
but I never want to visit this movie ever again. Because
yeah.
it is so draining,
so
and
draining.
It,
yeah. right.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Don't
so,
go
I mean,
if you're in an emotionally
yeah.
fragile.
So
world.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Do you want? Do
no,
we,
don't spoil anything.
Yeah, because I was gonna say I can tell you what's so bad about.
No, don't.
Don't.
Okay. No, kind of don't because.
Okay,
I don't like doing the spoiler thing.
Okay.
I can only. I think there's a death of a child. I think you could talk about that, right?
It's
yes.
a death of all his kids.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I hope that all happens early in the movie. Because
well,
otherwise
midway.
You just fucked it up.
No, yeah. kind of midway. I mean,
so
yeah.
you know
that was the point of not doing a spoiler. So you
know,
but, so anyone for anyone,
yeah, you know,
yeah.
going in,
it's okay
yeah.
for anyone.
Yeah.
yeah, anyone at this point knows going in, it's going to be hot. It's
yeah.
it's horrible.
It's
and there's nothing worse than no one can imagine anything worse than losing
right.
a child.
right.
You know, it's funny. Like now that I've had my children for this long,
yeah, you
like the
see.
Level of like I think every. Year older with your children
yeah.
is a deeper love that you have for them.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
you get them and you love them and you can't imagine that you could love them anymore. And then the next year goes by and you're like, I can't believe I love them this much more. And then the next year goes on, you
it's
can't
like
believe
another ass, another layer, another ass.
Yes,
to
yes. And how much you have invested in them emotionally and everything else. So God, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I still it's
no.
not on my it's not on my list.
You have so you know you have so much going on and you've got you know I don't know.
Yeah no, not for me. I don't need that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta. Yeah.
So that's why La La Land.
Yes, that's it.
Ryan Gosling dancing, Jimmy!
That's why you go see Ryan Gosling dancing.
That is okay.
Jazz hands!
But also the thing about... the thing about...
That's why I love this part. I love doing this part.
The thing about Manchester by the Sea, it was also picked up at Sundance, you know, when they're showing
right.
the films by Amazon. So it's the first time a streaming company has had a film with such tremendous success, and these streaming companies just started picking up the films.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Right. Between Netflix originals,
yes. yep.
Hulu originals,
right.
and Amazon Prime. There's other ones out there.
Yeah.
The little ones popping up all over the place.
So it's pretty awesome. So
speaking of acclaimed streaming. Shows. Anybody have any do you guys have any of these Chromecast or Netflix or Hulu?
Yeah.
Give me one or two of your favorite must see series.
Death in Paradise.
Oh, I love that.
Death in Paradise.
Is there a new one coming up soon?
I hope. I was cried when it was over. Of course, lately it was Victoria.
Yep.
We saw all of it. We saw the whole season.
What's Victoria about?
Queen Victoria.
Period piece.
But isn't that on PBS?
It's modern.
Yeah, that's on PBS.
It's PBS, but
yeah.
it's you can
yeah.
get it on Roku, the new Roku.
Yeah.
You can get PBS. I'd get it anytime you want. That's what's nice about it.
Oh.
We also liked Transparent.
Oh, that was Jeremy Renner. Was that his name?
I don't know.
Something or other, right? He's a big guy. He's kind of balding.
It's about
yeah.
a transgender.
Yeah, yeah. He was a character actor for a year.
Yeah, he was excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very unusual. So
is that still in production?
You can get it anytime on Roku.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think what the question that she had was, are they having
more
series?
I don't know.
More seasons.
Yeah. More seasons.
Say, yeah.
Yeah.
They call them.
What do you got, Pat?
We watch a lot of the BBC related ones, and we're waiting for Broadchurch is coming up
yes.
again soon. Loved Broadchurch. There's one called The Killings, I think, that was about 4 seasons. So, more recently, I picked something based on the number of series there are because
yeah.
I didn't want to run short. So we've been watching The Republic of Doyle, which is just a fun father-son PI agency in St. John's, Newfoundland. And it's just a fun one, but there's like 6 series. So.
And that's on PBS?
No, this is, we get it through Netflix.
Netflix, say it again?
Republic of Doyle.
Okay.
And it's
but
just
it's
fun.
But it is a BBC.
BBC.
Yeah, I believe so,
BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of, there's a little bit of an Irish feel to it, there's a little bit of a Gloucester feel to it, because it's a coastal town. So we really like that one. We're about halfway through that right now. But we watch a lot of streaming shows, Foyle's War and Grantchester and what's the other one?
It's so funny, I haven't heard of one of these.
Bomb Girls.
You know what?
Midsummer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think
all
of them, you like Death.
You don't watch any of these shows? You don't
yeah.
have time for any.
But I don't really have time.
Them.
I have seen some episodes of Victoria and it's mesmerizing. It's
yeah,
so fabulously
very
done
good.
Because she's like 16 when she becomes
right.
queen,
right.
and so
and gorgeous.
I mean, it's just.
Oh, is it several different actresses played her?
No,
this one that she gets older supposedly.
Yeah, I mean,
16 to what?
I mean, until
she was like
90 or something.
She reigned for like 60 years.
But
right.
this only goes to when she has her first baby.
Right.
Oh,
I mean,
it does?
It's very.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, so we don't go.
I think they'll have another series. But
I hope
this
isn't a spoiler. But they don't go to Prince Albert dying.
I won't tell you.
Okay.
No, they don't.
It's
actually
beautifully filmed.
Yeah, she
does.
It's pretty.
And plus the storyline. There's so much court intrigue because she's so young.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying
to
stab her in the back and take
oh,
over.
Wow, yeah.
24/7.
And the book. I happened to be reading the book when the series came on PBS, and it's almost word for word.
Oh,
so
right.
I'm not sure I should look is if the book came. After
the
it's the same writer,
right.
Daisy
yeah.
Goodwin,
oh, okay.
and it's word for word.
Really, that would be interesting. To
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Oh,
very,
there you go.
Very,
I think
there
the
you
one
go,
you love is Death in Paradise, though. That is, my husband thinks it's just great.
It's a fun one. Yeah. It's
takes place in Guadeloupe, and it's a detective from England comes to Guadeloupe, and he's kind of bungling. And
out of place.
Out of place, and they have the Guadeloupean policeman and the young girl who's just, and they solve the mystery right in that first, in that hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the next one.
And of course he's brilliant.
Yes, and he solves it.
Oh.
It's just very fun.
There you
fun.
Go.
Very fun.
What's your favorite?
Game of Thrones is ridiculous to me, and I had another one. I lost in what they were just talking about. Game of Thrones, we just started watching another one called Shut-Eye. So it's really weird because I don't believe in any kind. I don't like the tarot card and the mystics and all this stuff, the crystals and all that bullshit. Like I don't believe in any of it, right? So, but like, you know, a lot, this is, it's all a scam, and they're talking about the mafia that runs the LA gypsies and the tarot reading parlors, and how they take the money from them and all the tricks that they play on these people, and they're always looking for new marks and stuff like that. So, like, you know, we watched, Kate and I watched like 3 episodes. We binged watched it, and it's pretty interesting. And I went to bed that night, and I fucking, you know, I had a goddamn one of these horrible dreams where, like,
this
gypsy put like this kind of thing on him, and he's like. Like certain objects are really vibrant and like, you know, it's kind of controlling him, and he's going into these things, trances where he can't really, he's like, oh, and he shakes himself out, he gets out of it, you know, after someone shakes him, and he's like, I'm not supposed to get in a whammy, I don't believe in any of this stuff, I'm scamming everybody else, and he's getting fucking scammed. So that night I go to sleep and I had this dream where I'm on the Good Harbor Beach, and I'm surfing waves in, and a big wave came and it put me under, and all of a sudden, like, my arms and my legs, I couldn't move my body, but I was conscious, and so I was just kind of underneath the waves turning around, and I couldn't get myself, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm gonna fucking die because I can't breathe and I can't move to surface or anything like this. This is how I'm gonna fucking die. And I couldn't move, and I couldn't wake up. There's just this horrible feeling.
That is the worst.
Stage of sleep where I can't remember what it's called. Do you remember what it is? Where you're basically, you're paralyzed.
That's it.
But you're conscious.
But you're conscious, and you're like, it's horrifying.
So
this went on for like, God only knows how long.
I'm
thinking like, I'm gonna fucking drown. I'm gonna have to take a breath soon.
See Joey going under the water here in the office. And
well, it's like heart rate is like crazy,
yeah,
right? Anyway.
Wait, was your heart pounding when you woke up?
I kind of think,
Yeah.
I was startled. It was like, you know, probably 2:00 in the morning. And I, you know, didn't get back to sleep. I'd be at work 4:00 in the morning. So, so there was that. Maritime Gloucester is going through a renovation, right?
Yeah, they've added some great big fish tanks. And I know there are other renovations going on, but the part that was really interesting to me was they're going to feature more species. So they're going to have inner harbor species as well as groundfish species in a larger tank, I think. So people can go and see flounder and haddock and cod and pollock and see it swimming.
Pat, you talk about your 36 hours in Gloucester.
Yeah.
My daughter's...
Family, I would...
Yeah,
if we had children with us, would definitely...
That's a no-brainer, right?
That's absolutely. It's
sometimes
fantastic
the museum,
in there.
You know, the hours are different for the Cape Ann Museum,
you just go down there.
Yeah,
it's like, it's a straight shot.
It's
straight
shot.
You're right up the hill. It's all that, like, that's how they did that harbor walk, you know, like, in a loop.
So that's definitely...
Tremendous.
Yeah, love
it. They do a great job down there.
So when is the pier going to... get fixed, because right now it's still closed, right?
The dredging, right?
I think that it's scheduled. I thought it was rescheduled to be back up and running this summer, so that the Adventure will be back there. Because right now the Adventure is parked at the
railways.
It's parked at
The State Fish Pier. State Fish Pier.
Right
across the way.
Yeah, it's right there at the Fish Pier. So that was my understanding.
Do you think there's a resurgence of in hawks?
You know what? So many people have been commenting to me about hawks, and they're
one went by.
But you know, oh really?
Yeah.
But you know, if what do hawks eat? They eat bunnies, chipmunks,
rodents.
They eat rodents. We have a plethora of rodents because we have
bunnies.
Because we have so many coyotes that have pushed out the fox out of their habitat. So now we have so many coyotes, so few fox eating all the little rodents. So that could be one reason why we're getting more hawks. I mean, it's all interconnected. So,
as of right now, and I don't know if it's the same hawk, there's one that's always in my neighborhood on Harriet Road.
Yeah, and there's one always on Eastern Point.
There's one always on Eastern Point. There's one that swoops right around here.
Are they territorial? Typically stick in the same territory?
I think that they do because, like, for example, like when Tom used to drive the kids to school every morning, and there was always like one hawk that they were always looking for, you know, perched in a certain place, and he was always there.
There's one right when if you take the exit from Market Basket parking lot and you go to the road but to the where the extension is.
Yes, yeah.
Right facing the windmills, yeah. Right up in the trees there, oftentimes you see a hawk there too.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
There was one right there when we were sitting at Cape Ann Brewing yesterday. One
really?
Came up and sat right.
Hawk?
Yes.
Oh.
And they're very smart because, you know, they just like the, remember
the
day that
right
I photographed
the
snowy owl. The snowy owl was here to eat the snowy owl was eating the sparrows that, like the lobster traps.
Yeah.
And then, so while the snowy owl was
there.
They're
trying to pick up, scavenge the remnants?
Yeah, but no, I think they like the birds that eat, that live, that dwell there, too, mostly. Because they're pretty dried out by then, the remnants, right?
I was talking about, like, if the owl, like, half ate something, then the hawk would come and clean up the rest.
Well, I don't know, but the peregrine falcons, do you remember? They were there, too, and they were dive-bombing the snowy owl, because it's peregrine falcon territory around the lobster traps, and there it's like they're super territory. So, you know, I imagine they're all fairly territorial.
Craziness.
You know, the martins are
Martin Del Vecchio?
No, the martins, the birds.
Oh, I don't.
The martins are already swarming in Louisiana, and that doesn't usually happen till May. And
because of the mild winter.
Yeah, because of the super mild winter. That's why I was asking you guys about yours, because I remember the year that we had the best butterfly year ever. We had a super mild winter everywhere, like in Texas, and you know, all up and down the East Coast. So I wondered how this. So far, we're having a very mild winter. I mean, things could change overnight, but. You know, so far, it's been kind of a little crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Ken Reel, the chamber head, is coming in tomorrow morning.
Okay, you can.
If you want to come, we'll do another podcast. If you guys want to come, we'll do another podcast to talk about the Cape Ann license plate. The Cape Ann license plates are in.
Great.
Donna has hers.
Donna has hers already.
They're so cool.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I bought one for Kate for her birthday. When they first were talking about it, I got her a special plate, 1111.
Oh,
how
gosh.
How sick is that?
Well done.
That is so sweet.
Well done.
Isn't that awesome forever? I mean, how many presents do you buy for your girlfriend or your wife?
Yeah,
or your husband forever. That, like, okay, is a, you know, something
right.
That's used and thrown away.
Yeah.
1111.
Right.
Boom.
That's got to be good for a couple more donuts.
Bacon glazed donuts by unnamed bakery.
She'll always be able to find your car. Yeah,
that's right.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Yeah.
Really great.
So they're here. Go to the chamber's website and you get all the information. The best part is, there's still some low number plates available, and you can get them.
Really?
Like, it's not over. You could go and apply and get one of these plates.
Wow, awesome.
Nice.
How great
nice.
Is that?
That is great. That is great.
And the money goes to local schools and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
What a great initiative.
Great thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Cape Ann Eats Restaurant Roundup. The Feather and Wedge is doing a Valentine's Day thing, and they've been posting daily menus on their menu. I'm gonna put a link to that. Mm-hmm. Pigeon Cove Tavern. Kate and I went Friday night.
That looks so good. What the picture that you posted? Oh my gosh.
Doug Pappas.
Yeah.
We had him in the other day. Yeah. And so, did you guys see the pictures?
Yes.
You see that?
I did. I don't know
whether
he
did. Yes, I did.
That looks good.
Room. That whoever designed the room, the colors and the furniture and the whatever they picked out for linens and the glassware and everything.
It just feels nice in there.
I agree. Yeah.
I love that place. And in the winter, it's such a cool room.
And they have beautiful candle holders on the table, too. Did you notice that?
Did you mention that? Seriously? Did you talk to Kate about this? Are you in cahoots with her?
No.
No, are you serious? Are you not in cahoots with her?
No.
Kate loves
the candle holders. Picked up the candle holder, looked in the bottom, and it was from West Elm. Like, she's like ready to go buy the candle holders. Oh, that's funny. You guys are in tune. That's amazing. They are really cool.
Well, when I told her about that I was looking at baby clothes and I'd seen a whole bunch of Kate's baby clothes, she was like, if I ever have a baby, that's what I'm going to get. All Kate's baby clothes.
Well, someone else is going to have to be doing the impregnating, because if I get the slip job.
Right. It's going to be a girl. And I was thinking, oh, well, Joey could have that reversed.
Hell no. No.
And also, there's like no guarantee that it will be a girl. So if I ever have another baby, it's going to be a girl. And I'm going to get her cage made.
I'm having fun with my girls the way it is. So anyway, go back. That place is awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. Pigeon Cove Tavern, they're crushing it. Pier 23, we got news. They're opening up very soon at the bottom of the hill here, 23 okay. East Main Street, calling Pier 23.
Okay.
Marcos family from Ipswich. And which is interesting because the last people that were running it were also young guys, a couple of young guys from Ipswich as well.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah. Right. And Greeks.
Oh.
And these are Greeks. Oh. Marcos. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting.
Are they involved in that wonderful Greek restaurant that's in Ipswich now?
The Thaki you're thinking of?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't think so. Okay. But there was PJ. See, my I haven't spoken with him. I'm supposed to speak with these guys. But there was a big seafood company, huge seafood company for years in Ipswich. I think EBSCO brought their property, tore down their facility because the guys got older. And it was PJ Marcos. PJ Marcos was in Ipswich, and I'm wondering if these are the grandsons of PJ Marcos, because that family made some money back then. So there's that. I'll have to ask them during my interview with them.
And do you have any idea what kind of food it's going to be?
I don't. It's take in or dine in or take out.
Okay.
I saw they had written on their Instagram page.
It would be great to have. I mean, because when couple restaurants back, we used to get the takeout food there. It was just so convenient for us living in East Gloucester, just to like.
Yeah, especially since the restaurant, the place was
our barbecue place.
Yeah, but what was the place that was the most recent one?
Espresso's.
Is no longer.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
I think the best news of the week for me, restaurant wise, because I love this place. It's a treasure. Best Mexican food in Gloucester, Tacos Lupita, re-signed for another 5 years. So that speaks
that's
to
awesome.
They're doing all right there.
Yeah.
That guy has, I talked to the guy that kind of manages it, and they have like, there's four locations. There's two in Lynn, one in Gloucester, and someplace else.
That,
and they're all, you know how I can see the statistics and stuff?
Yeah.
On a daily basis, there are a ton of searches for Tacos Lupita menu.
Oh, really?
That pop up. People love that place.
Great.
So there's that.
You know the new place, Armenian. It's not Armenian. Mediterranean.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Paprika Grill.
Yeah, Paprika Grill.
You've been
there? Yeah, I got their falafel. You know, it's a wrap, but I had it on a bed of greens and stuff like that. It was fabulous.
People loving that place. Yeah, along the same vein. Some ethnic food, small place, reasonable prices, everything, scratch kitchen. Can't beat it.
It was really
fabulous. Where is that? heard
where Screw Cooking used to be, diagonally across from George's.
Oh, okay. All right.
From
George's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta check that out.
Really good. Falafel, I mean, I could live on falafel. It was, it's really good there.
Yeah, they have kebabs, they have gyros, they have all kinds of stuff. But I think that's it for us today. We're right at the 1 hour mark. If we were doing a show at Cape Ann TV, they'd be very happy with us because we got it right within an hour. Get that going. Anybody have anything to add? Hey, Pat, and Jimmy, thanks for coming.
Yeah,
Alice Springs Chicken.
We'll be back. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. The book looks fantastic.
Book.
Yeah. GlosterCast 216, January 29th is in the books.
Welcome.